everyone. Did you know that construction sites face up to $1 billion in losses annually from theft and vandalism? It's a staggering number that really highlights the critical importance of proper security measures.
That's absolutely mind-blowing. You know, I've been in the construction security field for over a decade, and those numbers, unfortunately, don't surprise me. Construction sites are like magnets for criminal activity.
Right? And what makes them such attractive targets?
Well, there are really three main factors at play here. First, you've got these open layouts with multiple entry points that are hard to secure. Second, there's millions of dollars worth of equipment and materials just sitting there. And third, these sites are often left vulnerable during off hours.
Makes sense. Let's talk about mobile patrols first. How effective are they in preventing these issues?
Mobile patrols are actually one of our most powerful tools. You know, having security vehicles making regular rounds provides visibility that really deters criminals. Plus, we're seeing some new approaches now, like bicycle patrols and even golf cart patrols for different site conditions.
I've noticed those patrol vehicles with their emergency lights. Pretty visible deterrent, right?
Exactly. And here's something interesting. Our modern patrol fleet uses 2022 SUVs with those emergency lights you mentioned. They're not just for show. They project a really professional, proactive presence that makes potential troublemakers think twice.
That's a great point. We'll come back to that in just a moment. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Boston Security is your trusted source for professional security solutions throughout the greater Boston area. We specialize in providing highly trained security guards, mobile patrol services, and advanced surveillance systems to protect businesses, properties, and events. Visit us at boston-security.com to learn more about our 24/7 protection services.
Thanks for that. Now, let's shift gears to electronic security. How has technology changed the game?
Oh man, it's been incredible. Have you seen the latest in surveillance tech? We're talking high-def cameras, thermal imaging, and AI-powered monitoring systems that can actually distinguish between normal activity and potential threats.
Mm-hmm. That sounds pretty advanced. How does it all work together?
Well, it's like having multiple layers of protection. The cameras feed into a 24/7 monitoring center, what we call a dispatch operations command center. They're checking in with security personnel every 20-30 minutes, and the system can immediately alert us to any suspicious activity.
And what about those mobile surveillance units I've been hearing about?
Those will be revolutionary. They're these self-contained units that combine cameras, lighting, and often solar power. The best part? You can rapidly set them up anywhere on site, and they work excellently in remote locations or areas without infrastructure.
In implementing all this technology, what's the biggest challenge contractors face?
You know what? I'd say finding the right balance is essential. You want to have sufficient security measures in place without going overboard. This involves creating what we call a multi-layered approach, combining physical barriers, technology, and trained personnel in the most effective way.
Speaking of trained personnel, what should people look for when hiring security staff?
That's such an important question. Three key things: proper screening, thorough investigation of their background, and extensive training specific to construction environments. These folks are your first line of defense, so you can't cut corners here.
Have you ever had a situation where this combination of mobile patrols and electronic security really made a difference?
Oh yeah, I remember this one project where we had installed thermal cameras along with our regular patrol schedule. Late one night, the thermal imaging picked up some heat signatures moving through the site. Our mobile patrol was there within minutes and caught these guys trying to steal copper wire. Without both systems working together, that could have been a huge loss.
That's fascinating. And I imagine it helps with insurance costs too?
Definitely. When you can show insurance companies that you've implemented thorough security measures, both physical and electronic, it often leads to better rates. Plus, it helps reduce those costly project delays that can occur after a theft or vandalism incident.
For our listeners who might be managing construction projects, what would be your top three recommendations?
First, get a professional risk assessment done to identify your specific vulnerabilities. Second, implement a combination of mobile patrols and electronic surveillance. They work hand in hand. And third, make sure you have proper access control systems in place. You'd be surprised how many sites overlook that last one.
This has been incredibly informative. Any final thoughts for our listeners?
Yeah, I'd just emphasize that security isn't a generic solution. Every construction site is unique, and your security plan should reflect that. Whether it's mobile patrols, electronic surveillance, or preferably both, make sure it aligns with your specific needs. And don't forget to visit bostonsecurity.com for professional guidance on protecting your construction site.
Thanks so much for sharing your expertise with us today. This has been eye-opening.
My pleasure. It's been great discussing these critical aspects of construction security.